Welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. And today we'll be talking with Rick Box of the Integrity Resource Center in Kansas City. Integrity Resource Center is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to restoring integrity and faith at work. Rick founded the Integrity Resource Center in 2001 with a dream of seeing lives and workplaces transformed as business leaders learn God's principles on how to integrate their faith and their work. And Chuck, I am looking forward to talking to Rick today.
Well, it's a very relevant topic today, and Rick is a good friend and certainly qualified to talk on this topic. He's been a teacher for us for a number of years. He teaches our Business by the Book workshops, and his passion is to help people live out their faith in the workplace. Rick is married, he has three children, and I think you're going to find that he's very, very insightful and inspirational on how to live this out.
Chuck, what are some of the resources that we have here at Crown if people want to explore this subject a little deeper?
Well, for years, one of Larry's bestsellers was Business by the Book, and it's still a perennial favorite here at Crown. It is a very exhaustive look at how to run a business by God's financial principles. So you could pick up the book itself, and then Howard adapted that content into a small group study, which is very, very effective. We also produced a video series that's done for individuals, and we have one for small groups. So you can take any of those resources and really learn what God's principles are to run your business by the book.
Are those all under the same title?
All of them are under the same title. So there's Business by the Book, the book, there's the small group study, there's the video series for individuals, and a video series for small groups.
Fantastic.
And then we also have God's Principles for Operating a Business, and that's a series of 12 CDs when Larry Burkett originally began to teach on the subject. And the principles are just timeless, and it's just an excellent resource. I've listened to it personally myself just in the last 12 months. And then online at crown.org, there's a whole lot of articles that cover many aspects of business. In fact, our guest today, Rick Box, has actually written a number of those articles and contributed to this whole topic of integrity and faith in the workplace.
Well, you can find those resources at crown.org. That's crown.org. Also, let me remind you that if you have to step away from the broadcast, you can always hear Money Life again by going to crown.org. In addition, if you have an MP3 player and you'd like to get Money Life delivered direct to you each day, sign up for the Money Life podcast. The sign-up takes just a few minutes. And best of all, the podcast is absolutely free. Again, our web address is crown.org. Well, when we come back, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Rick Box. You're listening to Money Life with Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today's guest is Rick Box. Rick, so glad to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks, Chuck.
Rick, you've dedicated your life work to this topic of integrity, and you formed an organization called Integrity Resource Center. Tell us a little bit about what you do at the Integrity Resource Center.
Well, Chuck, we're really all about restoring integrity and faith in the workplace. And so we really try to be focused on helping people in the marketplace, understand that Monday through Friday, it doesn't have to look differently than Sunday, that they can take their faith and integrate it in and live out their faith in a way that models integrity and is pleasing to God. And so we do that through four primary ways. We do events. We host some major events around the country where we bring in some top Christian CEOs and Christian teachers. We also have a radio program in Kansas City, also do a lot of teaching around the country on this subject, as well as provide a lot of counseling and resources for people as well in the business community, so they actually can understand in nuts and bolts, everyday terms, how do I live out my life with integrity.
Rick, do you have a working definition of integrity, and how does it line up with God's Word?
Well, in the if you just look up a dictionary definition, typically it's going to talk something about strict adherence to a moral or ethical code. And the question, I think, that needs to be asked is whose code of ethics are you going to hold on to? And that's where I find the difference between the secular world and what a Christian should live out. Because I think in the secular world, many times we hear that it's moral relativism is prevailing in the day. It's whatever feels good to me is how I'm going to make my ethical decisions. But through God's Word, I think we need to remember that much like in the story of Moses, when he came down off the mountain and the Ten Commandments, and the people started saying that they wanted to hear from God, not just Moses, but whenever the mountain started trembling and everything started happening, they really decided they didn't like that so well after all. But in Exodus 20:20, Moses steps up to them and says an interesting phrase. He says, "Do not fear, because God sends the fear of God," and I'm paraphrasing, "the fear of God, so that it will keep you from sinning." And so I think from a Christian perspective, having a healthy fear of God and a reverence for who He is a dimension that you won't typically hear about in the secular world that I think strongly differentiates integrity for the Christian.
So if we use that definition of fear of God and abiding by that as your guiding principle for all your decision-making, then this goes far beyond just honesty, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of people think that integrity relates only to honesty and then they stop. Integrity really is all about wholeness or completeness, the root word integra, that's what it means. And so it really is about no compartmentalization in our life. God desires us not to be compartmentalized in our life, but instead that what we do in the morning, what we do in the dark, what we do all day long and 7 days a week is all reflective of His nature and who He is, and therefore reflective of integrity.
Rick, many people who are wondering what's the motivation to practice integrity in the workplace, to live out your faith, how do you answer that?
Well, I mean, first of all, naturally, I think Scripture teaches us as Christians is that that's what we're supposed to do. But I think even beyond that, the principles all throughout Scripture are a constant reminder that if we follow those principles in business, it actually is much better for you long term. I remember there was in the Kansas City area, there's a billionaire that is no longer alive. But a friend of mine actually met with him once and threw a Bible on his desk. And he said, "You know, I've heard over the years that you've run your business according to this book." And this man proceeded to tell him that he said, "You know, I spent a year in the hospital as a young man, and I read through the Bible a couple of times, and I immediately saw the value to my business in using the principles that I read about." He said, "Now, I don't know that I completely buy in to this Jesus is Lord stuff," but he said, "I saw the value in the biblical truths," and he said, "and that's why my company is a $1 billion company today." And I think that's an interesting thing to realize for people is that there is value in these principles just if you take them on their own. But it's even more valuable when you realize that God's called us to use that. He asked us to have the reverence and the fear of God. And if we integrate all that in, I think it's profitable long-term for our businesses as well as our reputation.
You know, Rick, I don't think there's anybody that would argue that there is an integrity problem in the business community. And when we see it surface and rear its ugly head, it attacks the very fabric of our culture because things start to break down when you can't trust each other in business. But is integrity a problem for Christians in business as well?
Absolutely. You know, one of the reasons why I started Integrity Resource Center, Chuck, I was actually running a small community bank. And as we were selling that bank and I was praying about what God had next for me, one of the things that started happening is, as I look back, I realized that God was beginning to shape this in my heart, is he began bringing people into the bank. And I'll never forget a man that walked in, and he had a shirt, and on the shirt, it said right across his shirt, Christian-owned business. Now, this guy sat down in my office, and he said the most horrific things I have ever heard out of anybody, especially a Christian. And he wanted me to come along beside him and help him cheat one of his longest-term employees out of over $1 million. And God just began burning in my heart, oh my gosh, look at all these people that are Christians walking around out here that they don't act like Christians. And deep down, I think that's what a big part of my calling is to help Christians to act like Christians, so that when people see that fish symbol on a business card, they don't run. Instead, they want to embrace doing business with that person.
Yes, and how many times have we heard that, Rick, that when they come in waving the fish, it causes many people who aren't believers to say, I don't trust this person.
Right, and it's scary, but so many people have been shafted by someone that claims to be a Christian that it's caused great harm.
Well, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with our guest, Rick Box. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life, and my guest today is Rick Box, who's the founder and president of the Integrity Resource Center. And Rick, when we left off, we were talking about how important it is that Christians especially operate with complete integrity in the workplace. And many people listening today are probably saying, absolutely, that's me. I want to do that. I want to be a person of integrity that can be trusted. And I also want to integrate my faith at work, but it's a tough environment. So, Rick, how can a person integrate their faith at work without crossing the line?
Well, you know, I think the primary way that we need to always keep in mind is relationships is what it's all about. And we learn that in Scripture, that relationship with God and then relationship with others is critical. And so you can pull out your Bible, you can do all kinds of things to try and have visible signs. But reality is if you're not treating people as well as possible and treating people as you love them as a neighbor, as Jesus talked about, then it's all for naught. And so I think the critical thing is having your antenna up of knowing when people are around you that are hurting, people that need to talk or to share something with you, that you actually pause and realize this may be one of those God opportunities that I might have to set that project aside for a moment and figure out how can I minister to this person right now. And so when people start realizing that you truly do care, that's when I think they're going to ask, they're going to wonder, why are you different? How do you do this? Why do you do this? And suddenly you're going to have the platform for evangelism. But unfortunately, I see a lot of people that they get so hung up on the evangelism of getting a notch on their belt that they treat people like that. It's just a notch on their belt, and there really isn't a relationship there. They're just trying to cram the gospel down somebody's throat. And oftentimes when they're doing that, they may also not be a very good example in the business world as far as how they carry out their business. And so it's almost like a double whammy that the people, you know, they don't have ears to hear.
Well, I know there's people that get in very conflicted situations in the workplace. For instance, if their boss is operating unethically or without integrity, what should a person do?
You know, that's a very tough one. A very common one is we get callers from time to time on our radio program that are talking about, you know, okay, I've got a boss that's doing something. What do we do with this? And I think that you've got to kind of use the biblical models. Certainly always pray about it and be very sensitive to how you're going to approach that. But when possible, many times people want to do the right thing, but they're so used to doing it their way or the way that they've been taught that they may not fully understand what they've done is the wrong way. And so you do need to give them the opportunity to change. And so I think you need to share with them that you have a concern, do it in a loving way, not a condemning way, and just try and confront them with, here's a different way. But the other thing that you can do is model integrity yourself. Whenever the challenges come and they're tough, when you step up and you do it the right way, they're going to notice that. I had a time whenever I was in banking and we had foreclosed on a house. And my boss at the time, you know, usually you have to go to the courthouse steps, you bid in a price. Well, we bid in a price, and you can bid in whatever you want. But that day, there was only one other person at the courthouse steps, and it was the lawyer that was representing us. Well, later that afternoon, my boss drove by that house, and actually I did as well, and we both realized that we kind of missed the boat. We had bid it improperly, and because of that, it probably was going to shut us off from being able to collect money later. Well, my boss had the lawyer on the phone. They called me and they said, Rick, the only person at that courthouse sale today was the lawyer. And so therefore, we think that we need to change the price, and we're just going to go ahead and document that we're going to change the price, and we're going to send a document over for you to sign. You know, my boss is telling me to do that. At first, I hung up and I thought, I can't do this. And I called him right back and I said, I'm sorry, but I can't do that. And he was mad at first. But then after that, I realized every time an issue came up after that, I noticed that my boss just automatically assumed I wouldn't do anything that was going to be unethical. And so he quit asking. And so that modeling is very important.
So if I'm in a situation that I think my boss is operating unethically, or the company or the job I've been asked to do is unethical, should I stay and try to change it, or should I leave and get out of that environment?
You know, I think that's one that you're going to have to prayerfully consider, because there's always a lot of different circumstances around, and you've got to consider, is God calling me to stay here and slug it out? Sometimes he is, but other times you need to dust off your feet and move on. And so I don't know that there's a cookie-cutter answer to that question. You really have to look at all the circumstances, but I do think that if you're being drawn into it, and if you're being asked to now do things that are illegal or immoral, at some point you will have to leave.
Well, Rick, I know there's people who want to go deeper on this topic. They want to learn how to make a difference. They want to learn how to exercise their faith and to be a person of integrity in the workplace. Do you have some resources that you recommend for those who are wanting to learn more?
Sure. We, on our website at integrityresource.org, have several books available, including some I've written. I've written a book called How to Prosper in Business Without Sacrificing Integrity. And I've also got a daily devotional book called Integrity Moments that gives 90 days of real brief devotionals with some biblical truths and insights that can practically be applied into their workplace. And then we have some other resources as well. And then I also highly encourage people to attend a Business by the Book seminar that you all host and I've taught for many years. It's a great way to try and get some of these truths grounded into your soul so that you start living it out whenever you go back to the workplace.
Well, Rick Box of Integrity Resource Center, it's been great having you on Money Life today.
Well, thanks for having me, Chuck. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll return for some closing thoughts right after this.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as we wrap up today's program, I wanted to build upon Rick's emphasis on the importance of integrity and really talk about how to apply this lesson to your own life. I started to look at integrity as a way to build trust. You know, if you can be trusted to do what's right, no matter what the circumstances, then you really have integrity. And a lot of times it's tested when it's in the middle of a potential personal loss. I like to refer to Proverbs 11:3 when the Lord said, "The integrity of the upright guides them." In other words, it's not just something they aspire to. It's a philosophy of life that they use to make decisions by. And the unfaithful, it says, are destroyed by their duplicity. Because integrity means you're whole. It's integrated into one. What you believe and what you do are the same. And there's no duplicity. And that's going to be tested in our lives over and over and over again. I had an experience that tested me, and this is going to sound like a small one, but actually I can vividly remember having to rely on this verse to say, all right, integrity is going to guide me. Because a dear friend gave me a very nice leather briefcase for my birthday. And I liked the briefcase. The problem was, just before that, my children had gone together and bought a briefcase for me for Father's Day. And I really liked the Father's Day briefcase. Apparently everybody thought I needed a briefcase. But I was carrying my children's, and I really was fond of it. Well, I had this nice leather briefcase. It was nicer than I needed, and I thanked them for the gift. Really did appreciate it, but sometime shortly thereafter, I decided to take it back and get money for it. Now, I thought that was a good stewardship decision, and it was all just great until the day we had lunch. And he looked me right in the eye and said, "You know, I've noticed you've never really carried that briefcase. Do you not like it?" And I said, "Oh, no, I really like it." And then I had to decide, was I going to be guided by integrity because I was at risk of losing a friend? So I looked across the table at this luncheon and said, "I took it back. I don't even own it anymore. I, you know, got the money for it." And it was a hard moment. And my friend looked at me kind of funny, and I think he probably would have appreciated me telling him. But I hadn't, and so I had to tell him later. And then he thanked me, and our friendship actually grew from that because I had to tell the truth and I didn't want to be duplicitous. I hope today's encouraged you, even in the small things, to allow integrity to guide you. I would encourage you as a believer to always have what you say you believe match up with your behavior and the decisions that you make. A recent survey said that 85% of those who listen to our program ascribe integrity to this broadcast, and we so appreciate that, and it's something we want to continue to protect and instill in you.
Well, thanks, Chuck. You know, if you missed a portion of this broadcast, you can always hear it again by going to crown.org. Well, that wraps it up for this edition of Money Life. Until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.